Tom C. McKnight, Jr., I'm dictating the neurological report on Jacqueline Mason. Address is 1301 Sheridan Avenue, number 24, Chico, California, 95926, phone 650-207-6348, ID is XXXXX3290, date of birth is 1-16-1942, 80-year-old retired woman, that is widowed woman, pharmacy, I'm sorry, insurance is Medicare / United Healthcare. Pharmacy is Safeway-East, 530-899-3220. I'm sorry, 530-899-2320. Is addressed to Ryan Donlon, D-O-N-L-O-N, FNP-BC. Below that should say Florence Health Chico. Below that, 1740 Bruce Road, Suite 100. Below that, Chico, California, 95928-7945. 530. Below that, 530-332-8877. Below that, 530-441-6994, parenthesis fax and parenthesis. E-clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of continuous dizziness, subparagraph, recent history of recurrent, sudden, unexpected falls. New paragraph. Dear Ryan Donlon and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Jacqueline Mason for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Jacqueline is a pleasant, 80-year-old, intelligent, and accomplished right-handed woman who developed symptoms of persistent and unremitting vertigo following an ear infection several months ago. Subparagraph, she was seen in her region of the Bay Area by an ENT clinic who diagnosed her problem and provided treatment with steroids for several weeks with resolution of her hearing loss. Subparagraph, her vertigo, however, did not improve. New paragraph, she saw the local neurologist as well, undergoing diagnostic evaluation, including brain imaging, but by her report was unremarkable. New paragraph, since that time, she's had several sudden episodes of collapse, not associated with exacerbations of her vertigo or changes in her symptoms or necessarily any aura whatsoever. New paragraph, she does have hypertension and asthma, both of which are treated. New paragraph, she indicates that she's been having increasing troubles with dyspnea on exertion that may or may not related to her asthma and treatment. New paragraph, her neurological examination today, interestingly, is within normal limits, but a sudden change in body posture produces the sudden onset of mid-thoracic lancinating pain, where she was previously diagnosed to have a, quote, bad vertebral fracture. On radiograms, a paragraph, no, there's no history of imaging, although she does have a history of radicular symptoms. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today shows preserved reflexes without pathological or primitive signs, new paragraph. Her motor examination demonstrates relatively normal muscle bulk, tone, and strength. New paragraph, her sensory examination is intact, all modalities. New paragraph, cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing shows preserved rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed, with little, if any, evidence of dyspraxia. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers shows a slight increase in distal motor tone, but without a cogwheeling subparagraph today, there is no tremor at rest with intention or movement, although she does give a history of asymmetric right tremor. New paragraph. Her ambulatory examination on routine gait is fluid. Subparagraph. Heel and toe are accomplished, but tandem gait is completely ataxic and not successfully performed. New paragraph. Romberg's testing is strongly positive with positional changes and a tendency towards retropulsion. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Clinical history of persistent vertigo after right ear infection / injury. Uncertain etiology. Number two, recurrent episodes of sudden syncope with falls without aura or premonition. Uncertain etiology recommendations. At this time, we will obtain MR imaging of her thoracic spine as we obtain the MR imaging records from her previous neurologist, accomplished last year. New paragraph. We will refer her for cardiology evaluation to exclude cardiac arrhythmia or other etiology for her syncope. New paragraph. Laboratory testing for syncope risk factors will also be requested. New paragraph. Follow-up imaging procedures of the brain and cervical spine may need to be accomplished since her clinical symptoms seem to have changed since her neurological evaluation last year. In paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. I respectfully with my professional signature.